sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I'm not going to talk about the virus. I've heard all I want to hear about that. Instead, I'm going to give you a layman's description of dialysis. The purposes of dialysis: to clean your blood when your kidneys have failed. I've gone through two sessions of dialysis, one a couple of years ago when I went to the McKinleyville Dialysis Center. My kidneys got better, and then I had an attack of cellulitis in my left leg, and it killed my kidneys. Now I attend dialysis at the Eureka facility 3 days a week, 4 hours a day. The first thing they do is put a catheter into your heart from which the dialysis machine draws blood. After a certain period of time, they switch to needles. In order to use the needles, they put in what is called a fistula. In my case, in the lower arm. Some people have it in their bicep. The fistula is a vein and an artery connected in which the needles are inserted. They numb your arm before inserting the needles. They start with a size 17 needle, which is a small needle, and after a period of time, they switch to a 16, which is a little larger, and again, after a period of time, they change to a size 15-gauge needle, which is the largest needle they use. In my case, the artery at the upper part of my arm was too deep, and they had trouble accessing it. When they did get it, the needle would come out of and become ineffective. The alternative, when that happened, was to go to what is called a one-on-one, where one tube is connected to a needle and another tube is connected to the catheter. If that fails, they go back to both tubes in the catheter. So it happened that the upper end of my artery was too deep and I had to have surgery to bring it closer to the surface. The staff at both facilities are very efficient and knowledgeable. The staff consists of RNs and technicians. The RNs oversee the procedure and do the catheter hookups, and the techs do the needlework. Each chair has a TV set hooked to the wall, and that helps pass the time. With my disability, I have trouble transferring from the wheelchair to the dialysis chair, so they use a Hoyer lift, which makes the procedure very simple. I want to thank the staff at dialysis for their consideration and care for me. They are quick to respond to any needs that I have. I read in the paper the other day where a couple of our local attorneys, one being a public defender, were fighting on Shasta Lake. According to the paper, they were intoxicated. Can we depend upon these people to uphold the law? I would hope that the publicity might straighten them out. As you may or may not know, Eureka Broadcasting's office is closed, and all the community comments and other factions are transmitted to my telephone. I really miss going out to the station and visiting with the crew. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.